Well, you know, we tried to sign LeGarrette in the off season. You know, that didn't work out, which is it's the NFL. It's a business part of the NFL. And he was released. He was available, and we were able to work it out for him to come back here. So glad to have him back. A lot of production. You know, he's on the field all the time. They don't take him off. He's around the ball a lot, really instinctive, does a real good job in the running game. He's on the ball. His run keys are good. He's got good speed. Can make plays sideline to sideline, runs well. Athletic player that's smart, instinctive, very productive. He's a good player. It's a good job for him. He's a really good player. You know, he adds a lot to that defense because of his edge presence to go with, you know, Sue and Fairley. I mean, I know Fairley's not in there now, but, you know, Mosley and those guys. So he really balances it out. You know, if you start to concentrate too much on the inside part of the defense, then you have, you know, edge problems. And if you concentrate too much on the edge, that lightens the load inside. So, you know, he really has a good complement. And, you know, he's a very disruptive player. He's long, explosive. He's got, you know, a good edge rush, but he's also got power and inside pass rush ability. So he's a tough guy to handle. He does a good job. A little bit undersized, but a legitimate, you know, three down tight end. I mean, even though he's was a little undersized, he had real good playing strength. He had good hand strength. He could lock onto guys, and you know, he didn't get tossed around like some guys his size did. Thought he played bigger than maybe his weight size would indicate, and you know, he was a good receiving tight end. Not elite, but, you know, but good. So, you know, he was really an every down player. He didn't, you know, when he was in his prime, he didn't really have to come off the field. You know, I don't think you would have to take him off the field. You'd do it situationally, but I don't think you'd have to do it. So, you know, I mean, his nephew really hasn't had that kind of opportunity. I mean, they have Pettigrew, and now they have Ebron. They, you know, I mean, they've got a pretty good stable of tight ends there. He's one of them, but, you know, they have pretty good depth of that position. You know, most of his opportunities have come more in the passing game. But I would say that just watching him on film, his blocking has improved. Because we played him last year in preseason. You know, he had a couple touchdowns against us. He killed us there. But I'd say he's definitely improved as an overall player, and I'd say his blocking has improved quite a bit from last year. You know, we kind of got into a little bit of that situation in the Pittsburgh, in the AFC Championship game. And what year was it? Oh, was that four? Where we had the big storm come in here, and it was headed for Pittsburgh. And so we left on, we left a day early, and we kind of scrambled on that. So it was like Thursday, and we're like, okay, fellas, this storm's coming. Like, we got to get out of here. So tomorrow we were going to leave on Saturday or whatever. I forget that. I mean, it was a Saturday game. I can't remember the exact schedule, but I remember we very quickly pulled that together and like, all right, we gotta get up there or we might be trapped here and have to bus and all that to the game. And so we just jumped up there, got up there early, spent an extra night in a lovely Pittsburgh hotel, and then there was a lot of snow. Was that like 04? 04, yeah. I can't. Yeah, you guys remember. I'm sure it screwed up your schedule too. But, yeah, so, but, you know, look, whatever it is, we all know that, you know, there's nothing more important than the safety of the, you know, the fans and the, you know, the whole situation. So whatever needs to be done, needs to be done. And, you know, both teams have to adjust to a degree. You know, so that's the one, though, that I remember really where it changed our travel plans pretty, like, within a day. You know, we went from going one day to moving it up and going a day early, and